1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people in Wisconsin are working than ever before. Terry Bell reports.
3,6900 people in Wisconsin were working for a paycheck in June, and that doesn't include people working on farms. The Department of Workforce Development says that's nearly 53,000 more than a year ago and 6,900 more than May of this year. The DWD says the labor force grew by more than 14,000 people and employment went up by 10,700. Early estimates put Wisconsin's unemployment rate for June at 2.5%. Wisconsin hit a record low unemployment rate of 2.4% in April and May. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Plans for a controversial power line through southwest Wisconsin are back on. A federal appeals court is reversing a lower court decision that stopped work on the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line from Dubuque to Middleton. The three-judge panel in Chicago says it's premature to order a halt to the line before the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service weighs in. The line is nearly finished, but disputes over the line going through a federal fish and wildlife refuge along the Mississippi River were holding it up. The chair and vice chair of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission are resigning today. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
Ed Falone and Amanda Avalos say it's in protest of a new state law that strips the commission of much of its authority. The body was created to provide civilian oversight of the police and fire departments. Their resignations will leave the 9-member board with only 6 members. Another member quit earlier this month to take a job out of state. Members of the Milwaukee Common Council are considering suing the state legislature over new restrictions on local government. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Election workers say they want more and better safeguards by the time people start voting next year. Julie Wise is an election official in Washington State. She says her office is coordinating with the Department of Homeland Security and coming up with communication plans to fight misinformation.
That means to safeguard our election staff, to protect our voters, and to make sure that we get out the correct, accurate information to combat misinformation, which we know takes people away from using their voices and turning out in elections.
The U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee is proposing $75 million for election funding in 2024, but Wise and her colleagues are asking for at least $400 million. Unused federal COVID-19 pandemic relief funds will be directed towards the childcare industry in Wisconsin. Around $13 million will be directed to childcare counts between now and the end of the year after a request by Governor Evers. The Joint Finance Committee approved the request but did not extend funding for the program into the...
For WFHR Locally Grown Radio, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two people were apprehended in Stevens Point yesterday after their second arrest attempt. The 45-year-old man and 35-year-old woman eluded officers on July 5th after a short vehicle chase. On July 20th, they again escaped police by recklessly driving through Stevens Point. Police found the empty vehicle a short while later and arrested the two after a short foot chase. They are recommended for multiple charges, including possession of meth paraphernalia, felony bail jumping, and recklessly endangering safety. 37-year-old Devin Needham of Wausau was arrested last year for selling around a pound of methamphetamine. He was sentenced yesterday to 10 years in prison for possession of meth and intent to distribute. The Raptors look to break their 5-game losing streak tonight. The second game of the series against the Battle Jacks takes place at Witter Field. First pitch tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR Civic Media News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Atlanta Braves, the team with the best record in baseball, are back in Milwaukee tonight to face the Brewers, game time 7:10. Freddy Peralta facing Atlanta's Mike Soroka. The Brewers winning 5 of their last 6 after a 4-0 shutout against the Phillies yesterday, thanks to a strong 8-inning showing by starter Corbin Burns. Craig Counsell.
Look, we had a really good road trip, and when you have a good road trip, you know, lots of people did good things, so... you know, throughout the road trip. Andrew Monasterio, I thought, had a really good – he had a great series here in Philadelphia, offensively, on base a ton. So we have a lot of guys playing well, and that's what leads to a lot of wins.
Christian Yelich with a 3-run home run yesterday in Philly talked about this homestand against the Braves this weekend, followed by the Cincinnati Reds after the road trip coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, we played a couple of good teams to open up the second half, and we're going home and playing two more good teams and back on the road to play good teams. So we got a tough stretch coming up here. We're going to need to play well, and I think we will.
The Brewers now with a 2.5 game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. NFL, after 24 years, Daniel Snyder no longer owns the Washington Commanders, the league fining him $60 million for mismanagement of the team. They also approved the sale of the Commanders to a group of investors led by 76ers owner Josh Harris for over $6 billion.
This is a new era for Washington football. You know, I feel I'm going to have a lot of sleepless nights. I know that it's on me now to deliver for the city of Washington.
Packers opening training camp next week. The shareholders meeting is on Monday. The New York Jets opened their training camp yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers using GPS to find his way to the address of One Jets Drive in Florham Park, New Jersey.
19 years in, been a lot of training camps. All of them been at 1265 Lombardi, but showing up at One Jets Drive was a little bit different. Obviously, there was a lot more cameras with Hard Knocks being here, but yeah, it's exciting.
That's Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke.
Good morning.
Morning, Pam.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Nice to have you with us.
Yes.
We're joined right now by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Doing well. Yeah, how are things up there?
Doing pretty good over here. How is your weekend looking?
It's looking good. Getting ready to go on a vacation. So I will be gone the next 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice. I am not going to pry and ask where you're going, because I also you don't want me calling you up, Paul, and asking for weather tips or anything like that. Enjoy your vacation. You've earned it.
Oh, thank you.
Looking
forward to it.
Good, good. What has Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it looks pretty quiet, pretty comfortable still for the weekend, and then things heat up next week as we get further into it. But yeah, still looking at some sunshine out there today. Just an isolated late-day shower storm could pop up in the area, but about 82 for the high with a northwest wind, 5 to 10. Mid-50s tonight, isolated shower storm chance mainly early, and then up to 83 Saturday. With some sunshine. A couple late-day showers or storms in that forecast. Again, 57 Saturday night. Mid-80s on Sundays, just a late-day shower storm chance, but otherwise still looking pretty quiet. And then next week, 86 sunny on Monday, and then low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, as we'll still see a few isolated storm chances back here towards Tuesday-Wednesday time frame. But some of those 90s starting to build our way as we get to midweek, and probably sticking around through at least Thursday, maybe Friday, still with us with that. But still about 82 today, but that late-day shower storm chance popping up in our area.
I was wondering when summer was going to show up. It's nice to see it. I was hoping by the end of July it would be here. No, we've been kind of spoiled.
We've
been
blessed.
Yeah,
it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Been pretty nice out there.
Definitely.
Paul, I'm not sure who's going to join us next week or anything like that, but we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Enjoy your vacation, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it'll be probably Michael Carroll most days.
I know.
A curveball here and there.
But, yeah. Sounds good. We
have
love
a
that.
Great time off. Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy,
thank
Paul.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
Bye bye.
Best in the business right there from Paul Chomp in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Yeah, God, I love talking to him.
Oh, yes.
Pam, we have a lot of fun things lined up in the next couple of hours. So Pam's going to be with us for this 8 o'clock hour, everybody, where we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's News, we'll have our Star of the Day. We were talking yesterday off air. We haven't gotten to be a part of this stuff in a while.
No, it's been a while.
Looking forward to that. But Pam also has a couple of things for us to go over that I think will be pretty fun. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we welcome in David Farnborough.
David and I are going to hang out for the hour with a lot of fun stuff. We've got some entertainment news, a couple of other stories, the Betty Wright story, including some stuff from across the pond. Had to get to a little bit, you know, David being English, of course, I have to lean into that a little bit. So we'll have fun with all of those things. Pam, I feel like as much as we see each other and everything, I don't get the chance to catch up with you very often. How have you been? What have you been up to lately?
Well, to be honest, I'm doing some painting projects at my house.
Nice.
Getting a chance to get out and get the brush out and do what I need to do. Yeah. But there's been a lot of time for recreation, too, around here. And, you know, I love going to some of the local events as I can. Yeah. I don't get to everything, but, you know, it's just nice to take part in or see or do or whatever has been happening around here.
I know you like to go to some of our local, a lot of our local events, but the Wisconsin Rapid City Band.
I was to a band concert, and it was the evening that the Wisconsin Army National Guard joined them.
Yeah.
And it was over at the PAC. It was a wonderful concert. It was wonderful. Each band had its own part of the program, and then they combined. I think there was like 90 members between the two bands up on stage at the
really
PAC
impressive.
And put on some wonderful music and a lot of the patriotic songs. I think I believe the Army band played through all of the songs of each of the military groups and had people stand and we could applaud, you know, people that had been part of that branch of the service. And
that's beautiful.
So it was wonderful. It was great that they were able to get that band in and have a nice concert.
They're really talented musicians, too. That should be noted. They're really talented, along with, of course, our city band. Mm-hmm. A lot of our most talented musicians are in that band.
Right.
Be sure to join us every Tuesday at Robinson Park with the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Fun, music, ice cream. Bring the whole family to Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. There's play area for the kids. There's plenty to do. And one of the things I like about performing in that dome and taking in shows from that dome, because, of course, FRM Fest is there and I've emceed that a couple of times is the acoustics. Acoustics are great there. You can't find, I don't know, we got some great places in town here to perform, of course. It's one of the better places acoustically, I think, for music. That's a great spot.
Yes.
And since we're talking music, and I love a good segue, you sent me a story a little while ago. Let's go ahead and kick that off with this story here. It's about music and when we're driving around and stuff. And this summer, when you're driving around down an open road, blasting that radio, what songs are you hearing and how well do you really know them? A pre-play set out to see what songs Americans were trying to learn by analyzing Google searches for popular lyrics across the country.
Can you imagine doing that?
That seems so crazy to me. Yeah. Like Olivia Rodrigo was the artist with the most searched songs for the last 2 years. There's some interesting notes to this, Pam. Did you do have any of that over there?
No, I was looking up some of the items that they had posted to.
Okay. Because I had something a little bit over here about this that I thought was pretty cool. So if you want, check out preplay.com. It has this complete list of the revealing of the top songs Americans are trying to learn state by state. It's just kind of an interesting thing. Like Hallelujah, Blinded by the Light, and Unholy are the most unusually popular searches for lyrics across the nation. And I mentioned Olivia Rodrigo. Has the most songs that Americans are trying to learn. So that was kind of interesting.
For Wisconsin, it said Blinded by the Light was one of the most popular lyrics people were searching in our state.
That's pretty interesting.
I guess I was kind of surprised by that song. That's an older song.
Yeah, I would not have expected that. That's not one of the ones that I thought it was interesting to even see an older song, let alone all these older songs. Now, there's some certain ones that stand out. I think Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty on the nose. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So New Hampshire also had Blinded by the Light, which was pretty interesting. Ohio with Blinded by the Light. Florida and Arizona, Titi Prangando. I'm not sure if I pronounced
that
right.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. Illinois had Lemonade. That was interesting. there's a lot of them out there. Virginia with Enter Sandman, and a little bit of an older one there. Michigan with Mr. Bright. right side. So these are all songs that we are trying to learn. We're not just in listening to and enjoying. We're trying to learn, which is interesting.
And sometimes, I don't know if it's just me, but there are songs that are sung that there's a few words. It's like, okay, what did they say? What was that word?
Yeah.
And sometimes I need to pull up a lyrics to see, okay, all right, well, that does sound exactly like what they sang, and that's the words.
I think if there's, you know, there's a couple things that I really miss about the way we used to take in music.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones is like albums, you know, album covers and how cool and intricate those were and everything. But liner notes, like lyric notes and stuff. I remember it was really on CDs and cassettes you really got that. And that's one of my favorite parts about a song usually is the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of songs that I just like a good beat and I don't even know what really they're saying and I don't care. But for the most part, I really, that's what brings me into most music is the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to find out that I had lyrics completely wrong, that I was singing along to my whole life. How many times that happens to us where we think we have this song down and we know the lyrics. Nope.
Some of the albums did contain lyrics for songs.
Yeah.
I know I've seen some of the albums and, you know, there's the lyrics and it's like, oh, okay, great.
There's a lot of there's a lot of that I wish was back. I think that'd be a lot of fun to have some of that stuff back.
We did have a book around here years ago that was the misunderstood lyrics.
Got it right in my office.
I thought.
that used to be a go-to for us where we would go to that if we wanted to fill some time or something. It was always a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll take a break right here. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll have Melissa's News. And after that, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We've got a really fun one lined up for everybody today.
That sounds great. I was wondering.
It's a little bit later. Pam and I will do our star of the day. And this week, it's you got to tell me the voice or the quote. Who gave us the quote or voice? What the character is, basically.
Kick it up a little bit here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I it is not going to be tough, everybody. It is a very easy one. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to get some free Culver's from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All that coming up right here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, we know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 82, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms again. Tonight, lows level off around 55, partly cloudy. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow, 83, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Ready?
All right.
And it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we celebrate you with our great friends at Misty's Menu. And if you're hungry, treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And of course, if you want to send us your birthdays and anniversaries, we love that. Send it to info@WFHR.com. That goes right to Pam. You can email me directly, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, and of course direct message us on all of our social media outlets. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Want to celebrate with you. So I have a 1 through 3 and a 1 through 2 here. Give me a 1 through 3, Pam, if you don't mind.
Two.
All right, gives us our qualifier. And I need a one or a two.
We'll try one.
All right, there we go. Nicely done. I would love to be able to tell you you're done for the day. Oh. I was just about to do that. Like, yeah. I wish you were.
No.
Diving into our birthdays, we have Jan Dietz celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Jan.
Enjoy it, Jan. I hope it's a great one for you. Also, Pam Noonien.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Pam, you have a wonderful name. We wish you a great day. Enjoy. Hope it's a good day for you. And our qualifier having their golden anniversary. Their 50th anniversary.
Oh, my.
Rich and Rhonda Jackin.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, we hope you guys have a great 50th. That's beautiful. And on a Friday it falls, too. Yes. That's pretty nice.
Party time, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Celebrations.
We have you guys in our qualifier list. Congratulations and a happy golden anniversary, you two. And then on Saturday, we want to wish a happy birthday to Les Ross.
Happy birthday, Les.
Enjoy your day, Les. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifiers, and they can qualify because it doesn't work here anymore. We want to wish a happy anniversary to Gary and Heather Sayers.
Well, congratulations. Happy anniversary to both of you.
Gary's a great guy. And, of course, we worked with Heather for quite a while over here.
Yes, we worked with Heather.
Appreciate so much.
Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heather puts so much into our communities and does such great work there. And one of the funner people to work with. Yes. I loved working with Heather. Wishing them a great anniversary. Enjoy you, too. Hope it's a good one. And we, of course, want to wish a special birthday on Saturday.
One more here.
To Pastor Beth Ron Habager.
Well, happy birthday, Beth.
That name, of course, sounds very familiar. Beth joined us quite a bit over the years here on the shows.
Yes.
We appreciate everything that Beth puts into this community as well.
Oh, my. She does a lot.
You know, you got two great stories right there. If we bring up Heather, we bring up Beth. Heather, local, she's lived here her whole life and continues to put in because she loves this area and everything. Beth, obviously, with her husband and her boys, moved to this area and immediately start putting back into the community and giving to this community and have done so ever since.
Oh, yes.
Love working with Beth, a great actor. Like working with her on stage as much as I have here in the studios and everything. And we greatly appreciate the work that she does over there at the Moravian Church.
Yes, I hope she has a wonderful birthday tomorrow.
Enjoy your birthday tomorrow, Beth. And I guarantee you, Seth has got something lined up for
I bet
her.
So.
Great.
And the boys. And
he's a good gift giver. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm going to take some tips from him and everything because he's very good at it.
We'll have to find out later.
Yeah. And on Sunday, we have one name to put under the spotlight, Lou Newman.
Well, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Lou. Hope it's a great one for you.
Happy birthday, Lou.
You're our qualifier. And again, thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Make sure you do. I know one of the names, we had two people calling. Mm. So make sure it was on the list. And that's great.
We've got some celebrity birthdays to mention here.
Okay, who's having a birthday out there in the rest of the world?
Yeah, Rory Culkin is 34. He is Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. He's had a great career on Signs and Scream 4. He's done some good work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Josh Hartnett is 45, great actor from Penny Dreadful. He was in Pearl Harbor and Black Hawk Down, a couple of other big ones. Good. He's turned into a much better character actor than I think a lot of people had him lined up for. Let's see here. Brandy Christine is 55. Brandy Chastain. One of our greatest American athletes we've ever had. Period. She became famous when she ripped off her jersey during the 1999 Women's World Cup when she went kicked in the winning goal, and has ever since then has done nothing but bring a lot of honor to our country with the women's game. Women's World Cup is going on right now, actually. Everybody, for those that don't know, and we've got some more competition than we used to back in 99 and everything, but we still run game. There's still nobody like the women's American team. For many of us that are homers and love to just root for. So I remember as a kid, do you remember the Dream Team growing up in 96, I believe it was? You had Michael and all those great players and everything. Of course, I'm sorry. That was a silly thing to ask if you remember the Dream. I know you're just not that into sports. I know you don't care as much. But it reminds me of that, where whenever we have a chance to just watch utter domination, and women's soccer has been that for quite a while, and in big part because of her.
Mm-hmm.
The great John Lovitz is 66 today. Comedic genius, a great actor. He was on SNL for a very long time. One of my favorite sketches he would do, acting, him and John Lovitz. I was acting. They would do these great bits back and forth and everything. It was really good. Him and John Lithgow, him used to do that. And also, happy birthday to Cat Stevens, or as he's known now, Yusuf Islam.
I remember him as Cat Stevens.
Yeah, yeah, my mom too. My mom is a big fan of him. Father and Son, mm-hmm. Peace Train, Wild World, The Fire Cut is the first cut is the deepest. Great artist, mm-hmm. very, very good songwriter. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, Bria, has a birth. She has a birthday coming up, but she has a wedding coming up, is what I wanted to say.
Exciting.
She's getting married in a couple months. And she asked me a while back if we could dance to a Cat Stevens song.
Oh.
There's one in particular that she wanted to dance to, and I thought it was a perfect choice. And I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. It was nice of her to throw it out there and stuff. She's like I am, she's a planner. And I guarantee you she's had that locked up for a while asking me, so it was pretty good. And I want to wish a very happy birthday to Gary Trudeau, 75 today, for Doonesbury cartoonist. Remember Doonesbury in the comics and everything? Mm-hmm. That was a fun one. I used to read that all the time. Great illustrator, great comedian. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like the great Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as Attorney General.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Born in 1938, passed away in 2016. How about this one, Pam? Don Knotts.
Oh.
Don Knotts, born to this day in Barney 1924. Five. Yes, passed away in
Andy
2006.
Show.
Yeah. He was Mr. Furley on Three's Company. Okay, I almost forgot about that for some reason. My dad went...
He was in some cartoon movies, too.
Yeah, thank you. You just teed me up perfectly.
Okay, 60s.
Yeah, but he was a fish. I do this almost every year on his birthday. My dad loved this movie. Mr. Something, Mr. Magoo, or not Mr. Magoo, but Mr. Something. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, I can't.
424-2600.
Maybe somebody else knows. 424-2600.
Yeah, call up and let us know.
What are we thinking?
Don Knotts, incredible, like, comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
The comedic timing and the facial expressions and the willingness to do whatever it takes to get you to laugh. You know, that it wasn't about him. It wasn't about being cool or being the most handsome person or any of these things. For Don Knotts, it was, can I make him laugh?
Mm-hmm.
And I have such a respect for that. I loved his career. Quite a career. A great legacy from him. Ernest Hemingway, born in this day in 1899, ooh, passed away in 1961.
Author.
Just one of the greater, I've heard people make this argument, and I don't fight it, the greatest American author. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of great names in that list that you can mention, but I think that that's, I don't have any problem with that. That's it. The Incredible Mr. Limpet. The Incredible Mr. Limpet. That was the Don Knotts movie. That was I couldn't think of. Yeah. Yeah. Ernest Hemingway, easily one of the greatest writers I've ever read. And one of those people that as a kid, my grandfather gave me one of his books and I read. And as like a 10-year-old that wanted to be a writer and stuff, I was really impacted by his work.
Which book was it?
The Old Man and the Sea, I believe.
I remember reading that.
It's a good one.
As a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly a complicated guy and a lot of different things about him on and off the field that we could talk about. But I think more than anything, you take from him this work and this guy who I don't think he realized it, but was actually talking about and putting a light to his own mental health early on. And I don't, at a time where I don't think we even had that terminology and stuff. But Hemingway, ahead of the game on a lot of those type of things. And let's take a look at the next couple of days. We'll just burn through the weekend here and see what celebrity birthdays we have, because I have one more birthday to mention for today. But for Saturday, and we got Selena Gomez turning 31 tomorrow. That's a good one.
Oh, all right.
She's a great actress. Let's see. And a singer. She's a good singer, too. David Spade is 59 tomorrow. Another great SNL actor. John Leguizamo is 63 tomorrow. Great actor. William Dafoe. One of our better actors, incredible comedian, incredible actor right there. And George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic will be 82 tomorrow. That's a good one. A lot of great birthdays actually tomorrow. And some people no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays tomorrow. Bob Dole, born in 1923, passed away in 2021. World War II hero and retired U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. And a guy who could take a joke. Like a guy who I miss the politicians like Bob Dole,
mm-hmm.
that could take a joke, could show up on SNL and make fun of themselves, could laugh, but could also admit when they were wrong. Like we've lost so much of that in politics, where these guys take themselves way too dang seriously nowadays and cannot take a joke or not admit when they're wrong. I part of what I liked about Bob Dole was when he would own things. I actually gained more respect for him from that. I think you would have a lot more of that if people would do that. Own your stuff. First off, we already know. you're not hiding anything just by doubling down. Just own your life. Own your things like that gentleman did. And Alex Trebek, born in this day and night. Born tomorrow in 1940, passed away in 2020. And not just the host of Jeopardy. I think the perfect game show host. I don't know. We're going to see another one as great as him. And let's take a look at Sunday. Sunday's got some good birthdays to it. Let's see what they have. Oh, Harry Potter is 34 on Sunday. Daniel Radcliffe. 34 for Darius.
Oh, my.
Wow. It's interesting. His character's birthday is July 31st, or Harry Potter's birthday is July 31st. So.
Have you seen a lot of those movies?
I did growing up, or not growing up, but I did see quite a few of them, yeah. And they're good. He was the reason I really wanted to see them. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy him as an actor. He is incredible. Alison Krauss, going to be 52 on Sunday. She is one of the top Grammy winners of all time. Terry and I were talking about this.
I thought I heard you talking about her on
Alice is one of only five women to ever win Album of the Year twice. She did it in 2001 with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and 2008 with the Robert Plant duet that she did. Mm-hmm. She has 27 Grammys to her name.
Oh, my.
Just an incredible artist. One of my favorite voices of all time. And Slash is 58 on Sunday. That's a good one. Great guitarist. Woody Harrelson. Woody from Cheers and all these other great movies. I think one of the better range actors. Woody can do a lot. He is very, very versatile. And excuse me, everybody. It's been a long week of talking and teaching and everything. I apologize about my voice. Very unprofessional.
It's Friday. Get a couple of days off pretty soon.
I do have one more birthday to mention from today.
And who would that be?
Robin Williams was born on this day in 1941 in Chicago, Illinois. Passed away in 2014, way too young, of course.
Yes.
I don't have to ramble to the audience any more than I already have and everything about what that man meant to me. I'm 7 years old, and I see him on Mork and Mindy. Mm-hmm. And I knew instantly what I wanted to do with my life. I knew right away what I wanted
acting.
To do. That guy influenced me in ways that I'll never be able to word. Not just with his acting and his great stand-up comedy. I think I maintain that Robin Williams is the most versatile actor I've ever seen. And I've studied acting ad nauseum. And I'm talking going way back to Cary Grant, going all the way up to modern actors like Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. Still haven't seen anybody that can do what Robin can at a 10. Everything he could do out of 10. Not to mention the stand-up comedian that he was and the writer that he was in his comedy acts. Very few people could go lowbrow and highbrow like Robin Williams could and and go from joke to joke like that. His stand-up performances were unlike any other with his energy. His interviews, I don't think we think about that very often anymore. But go back and, you know, if you don't want to watch his movies, you've seen them all, or his stand-up, watch an interview with Johnny Carson. Watch an interview with Conan O'Brien or some of these guys and stuff. And there's nobody who did interviewing like Robin Williams. Most actors don't want to interview and promote a movie. Mm-hmm. Robin would show up and it was a party. It was fun. Yeah. He got the gig. He got the assignment. He understood that he was lucky to be doing this for a living. Mm-hmm. I don't know if most people know this, but a Juilliard-trained actor, a true thespian. I think some of his best work happened in cameo roles or in smaller performances, just as great as he was in Dead Poets Society or Good Morning Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And to keep me from rambling for the next 2 hours about him, I will wrap up simply with a great quote of his. You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. He's got a great one right here, too. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. And he's so right about
that.
That's a good
one. For sure.
We will get out of here and get to Melissa's news. But when we come back, we're going to have some fun celebrating with our friends at Culver's and making you a star of the day. Otherwise, we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from Pam and I and all of us.
Yes, I'm hungry now.
Yes, I'm very hungry at WFHR.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two people were arrested in Stevens Point yesterday after a chase by car and foot. This is the second time police attempted to arrest the 45-year-old man and 35-year-old woman. The first attempt happened on July 5th, but police ended the pursuit because the man was driving erratically and putting people at risk. On July 20th, police attempted to stop the same vehicle again on Church Street near Quick Trip. The man sped away, and after a short pursuit, police terminated the chase for safety reasons. They located the empty vehicle on Coon Avenue near Howard. Police set up a perimeter, and the man and woman were arrested after a short chase on foot. Their names have not been released yet, but they are being referred for charges including possession of meth paraphernalia, felony bail jumping, resisting and obstructing officers, and recklessly endangering safety. A Wausau man was sentenced yesterday to 10 years in prison for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. Police began investigating Devin Needham, age 37, of Wausau, in December of 2021. In June of 2022, law enforcement arrested Needham's co-defendant, Ari Lohr, with approximately 1 pound of methamphetamine he had purchased from Needham. Needham was sentenced to 120 months in prison. The judge said the length of the sentence was warranted because of Needham's substantial criminal history that included 8 prior felony convictions, including child abuse and drug trafficking. James Yablonski is still missing in Sauk County. The 13-year-old boy has been missing since the middle of June when he left home driving the family van. Searchers found evidence that he was somewhere in Devil's Lake State Park after James abandoned the van on Highway 12, but they have not located the boy. His father, Bill Yablonski, is offering a $10,000 reward for information that will help locate his son. The Rafters held the lead against the Battle Jacks last night until the sixth inning. The Battle Jacks were able to tie the game, and it went into extra innings. The Rafters out-hit their opponents, but the game ended 7-5, with the Battle Jacks taking the victory. The two teams play again tonight at Witter Field. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 82, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms again. Tonight, lows level off around 55, partly cloudy. Chance for isolated storms. Tomorrow, 83, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. What Pam and I are about to do is play a quote, a voice, a character, and we want you to call up and tell us who this character is. 424-2600. It's just that simple. We're going to go ahead and play it for you. You call up, you get it right, and boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's a meal you don't have to think about. That's a meal.
That's easy cooking.
Yes. Yeah, very well said.
I'm getting
said,
hungry
Pam.
Now, yeah. Thinking about Culver's.
We've got to eat after this. That's
right.
What we got to do.
Going on a road trip around town eating.
Sounds good. You and I, Pam, we're doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and play this character right here. Call up 424-2600 and tell us who this character is.
I knew I should have taken that left point of Albuquerque.
Try another one here.
What's up, Jack?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one everybody's going to get. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That's Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Yay!
Nicely done. What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Nancy, what town are you calling us from?
The good old Wisconsin Rapids.
Ah, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nancy, you knew that one instantly, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up watching the cartoons. That's when cartoons were fun.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you might find this interesting, Nancy, and some others might as well. There's a reason I wanted to do that. On this day in 1940, Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers cartoon character, created by Tex Avery and Bob Givens, first debuted in Wild Hair.
Ooh.
On this day, Bugs Bunny made his debut. How about that? I mean, there's a handful of characters like Mickey Mouse and some others that are pretty popular, but I don't know if there's a more popular cartoon character in the world than Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Nancy. Take care. Appreciate Nancy playing along here. That was fun.
Yes.
That's one of the quicker ones we've had, Pam.
It did take a couple seconds in the... phone was lighting up there.
Yeah, on this day in 1940, Wild Hair premieres. You had great lines like...
Yeah, get up there and wham! A homer! Wham! Another homer! Wham! 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 Wham!
I would... if you ever watch Mel and some of the artists doing the voices in the studio, they're just as animated as they were the cartoon character.
That would be
was.
Interesting to see some video of that as they recorded.
And I used to walk around and drive my Nana and Papa crazy with a carrot and doing this.
I knew I should have taken that left point of Albuquerque.
I don't know why, but I loved that line. I don't know what it was about it, but I would repeat that all the time. It's something about Albuquerque. It's just fun to say. It's a fun word to
Road
say.
Road trip to Albuquerque now.
We'll get some Culver's and we'll use that on the way to
That's
Albuquerque.
Right.
We got plans. We got weekend plans, Pam. We are going to talk to Nancy right now. We'll come back and have some more fun with a couple of more topics and then wrap up the hour on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 82, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms again. Tonight, lows level off around 55, partly cloudy. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow, 83, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We got Pam and James here with you, and we hope you're having a great, great Friday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Pam and I are going to take you right up to the top of the hour. Nothing but fun. 9 o'clock hour, David Farnborough going to be joining us. Looking forward to that.
That sounds great.
David,
I'll be listening.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun hour. We're looking forward to it. It'll be a great way to get you ready for the weekend. I did want to remind everybody that Midday Magazine wraps up for the week strong. We've got some good stuff lined up for you today. In part one, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston and I are going to hang out. We always enjoy having a transparent and open conversation with Senator Teston. Appreciate him joining us. And we wrap up the week with our friend Katie Wright from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to talking with them.
Right. Normally they would have been on next Tuesday, but because of the golf scramble, we changed out their schedule. And so she's coming today.
That's great.
Yes. Looking forward to seeing Katie and Senator Teston.
And I don't always get a chance to do this, but again, thanks for a great week of scheduling, Pam. You do knock it out every week. We appreciate
you. No problems.
So before we get to some local good stories of the day, I did want to touch on an interesting one that I actually have had for a while that I wanted to talk with you about.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it would be fun because you and I are both, we like to travel. We like to bop around, go for drives on the weekends and everything.
I like to do that. Love to do that.
It's a fun thing to do. I know that we, especially you, I, others that do that out there, have their routes or have their, I love going here or something. Well, maybe we can give you some new places to check out or a reminder of some places maybe you already have. I have from our friends at discoverwisconsin.com, and we say a good morning to them. We love our friends over there. Yes. Get along good with them. 8 amazing scenic drives in Wisconsin.
Oh, this should be good.
skip the interstate, pack up your car, and pick a destination in Wisconsin, and maybe check out some of the gorgeousness that we have, especially with the great weather we got this weekend. Do you want to start at the top or the bottom of this list, Pam?
We start at the bottom.
I like that. Yeah, me too. That's what I'm thinking. So at number 8 on this list, the Wisconsin Lake Superior Byway. Close your eyes and envision 70 miles of phenomenal views of forest and Gaylord Nelson Wilderness area and the sandy beaches and the sparkle blue waters of Lake Superior and the Apostle Islands and the National Lake Shore. Man, that sounds good.
Oh,
you
I've
sold
never seen,
me.
I've never seen the Apostle Islands. I've never been in
me
that
neither.
Part. I've been on Lake Superior camping with a friend, her family, when I was a teenager, and we were on the shores of Lake Superior, on southern Lake Superior, and then on a trip on the northern side of Lake Superior, too, but not on the Wisconsin part.
Well, forget about Albuquerque. We're heading there.
Go up to the Apostle Islands.
Yeah, we're going to head there.
That's right.
We'll save ourselves some gas, maybe, too. But I have, about a year ago, I had a dream, and I don't remember much of it, but there was an image of me next to a lighthouse. And I've never seen a lighthouse in person.
Oh, my.
And I didn't know. I mean, I think I might have known in the back of my head, but it wasn't common knowledge to me that we have those in Wisconsin.
Yes, we
do. And so now I've been bound and determined to get near a lighthouse and see one in person here in Wisconsin. I got to check it out.
I've got some suggestions. I've visited two of them over the last couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I should have brought this up to you sooner.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to those suggestions. Wisconsin Great River Road is number 7.
Oh, Mississippi.
Yeah. The renowned Great River Road, also known as Highway 35, wraps around the mighty Mississippi for about 250 miles.
Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Boy, I love anything that takes me in that area. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Have you ever been on a Mississippi boat cruise?
Always wanted to. No, I have not gotten to. I want to do that. Yeah. I will definitely be doing that someday.
Oh, many years ago, Chuck's father, Jack Gennaro, took the entire staff. It was a Saturday. Everybody, the entire staff and spouses and friends, we went on a trip to La Crosse and got on a dinner cruise on the Mississippi. It was a beautiful September day.
That was awesome.
It was a wonderful gift from Mr. Gennaro, and everybody really enjoyed it.
That is a class act.
Yes.
That is nice by him.
Yes, it was. It was very, very nice.
Also, Chuck, the bar is set. I'm kidding. Chuck would never have the time for that. He's too busy. He's got too many other things going
on. Fixing things.
Yeah. Which we really appreciate, Chuck. Big shout out to
him. He needs some time off.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, what else? Where else can we go?
Number 6, Sawyer County. Highway 77 between Minong and Hayward is a breathtaking drive. The route is especially fantastic during the fall thanks to the changing colors, the National Forest over there. That's a good one.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
What about Lower Wisconsin River Road? It's the rural countryside, steep valleys and rolling ridges. Sounds like an idea for a great Sunday drive to me.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. Lower Wisconsin River Road is a great area to explore for canoeing and angling and hunting and hiking and wildlife watching as well. I've got a couple of friends that do that.
Probably down by like Spring Green, and I think it empties into the Mississippi down by Prairie du Chien.
My dad is a kid, spent a lot of time over there, and he talks about it still, how much he loved that area. There's some great fishing over there that my papa and him used to go to when they were still, before they moved up here and everything.
It's my goal to get on the ferry at Merrimack and go cross the river. It's a free ferry in Wisconsin. It crosses the Wisconsin River at Merrimack, which is like northwest of Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on
there as a child, and I haven't been back there, so it's on my list.
There's things like that you do.
Something simple.
When I was in Chicago, they've got the ferries that go on the river and everything.
Those boat cruises.
Yeah. I guess when I was really, really little, my mom and dad took me on one of those, but I've never done it as an adult. I want to do it as an adult. I've never experienced it.
We did one of those ones, and they explained all the architecture along the Chicago River. It was wonderful.
That's a reason alone that I would love to do it. The architecture in that city is some of the greatest in the world. Looking at number 4, Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive.
Oh, my.
Pass through 6 beautiful Wisconsin counties and over 50,000 acres when you explore the Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive. The north end of the 115-mile route begins at Sheboygan County.
Oh.
Had to get that in there.
Sheboygan.
Yes, that's a great area.
Yes.
Have you spent some time
in that area. Okay. A couple of our family reunions were in a park that was in the Kettle Moraine area.
Very cool. Number 3 on the list, Driftless Area.
Oh, is that like east of La Crosse?
The drive from Wilton to Verkhoi is another one of the state's most popular picturesque drives.
Oh, I've been on some of that.
Okay. Yeah, this stretch traverses the hardwood ridges and valleys of Wisconsin's Driftless Area. I can picture it right now. I don't think I've taken a route over this, but yeah.
Actually, a grandpa was born in just out of Wilton, and one time we got a chance to get to the family farm, and it's just, through the hills and the valleys, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. You'll trace crystal clear trout streams past traditional Amish farms, working in the fields across the plenty of orchards and vineyards, homespun diners and electric shops.
Oh, yes.
Eccentric shops, I should say. That's a nice area.
You just got to get off the interstate sometimes and take these in.
Yes.
And I do.
It's good on you.
Yeah.
Number two, Door County Coastal Byway.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good one. Door County's Coastal Byway is an official Wisconsin scenic byway consisting of 66 miles of Wisconsin's gorgeous Door Peninsula on Highway 4257. Your journey will start just north of Sturgeon Bay, following State Highway 57, north along one side of the peninsula to Northport to Giles Rock. At the very tip.
Oh, yeah, Giles Rock, right.
Giles Rock.
Yeah,
we've
taken a ferry from Giles Rock up to Washington Island, too.
See, there's I feel like there's a whole part of this state that many of us have never even been, like, come close to explore.
You just got to pick one place and make sure you're going to get there this summer or this fall.
Yes.
And do it.
That's one of them.
Do it. Right.
That's the biggest and most important part.
Gotta
You're so right about that, Pam. We make these plans. We have good intentions. Mm-hmm. And we all do it. And it's not to... I think the other part of this is don't beat yourself up when you don't. Just use that as encouragement to make the plan and follow through on it.
Life is too short to not.
Yeah, and life's too short to beat yourself up over things, too. We do that way too much in life. You don't get this done this summer, make plans for next summer. But right. Do it. Definitely do it though.
Okay, what's the next one?
Number one on the list, Pam. Barron County. Ah, Northwest Wisconsin.
Oh.
Find Rustic Road 83 in Barron County. It's in the town of Bear Lake and is on the narrow gauge ridge road. This route winds through 4,100 acres of Barron County forest land, which intersects with the Ice Age National Scenic Trail.
Oh.
That I have done. That Ice Age Trail, if you haven't done
parts
that.
Parts of it, walking on it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I haven't.
There is this one spot where you're taking the trail, and there's just maybe the biggest boulder I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's right near it a story of how that boulder started in Canada. And over the Ice Age and all these other things, it made its way all the way down to here.
Uh-huh.
I just find
that something?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So fascinating to me. I find that stuff so very interesting. Again, discoverwisconsin.com is the website. You can find this article, 8 Amazing Scenic Drives in Wisconsin. There's a lot of endless fun that you can find at Discover Wisconsin. Encourage you to check that out. And a big shout out to all the great reporters and great workers over there.
Yes.
We worked with them for many years.
Yes, we aired their radio program that they produced.
Always enjoyed working with them.
Yes.
I usually do this at the end of the 9 o'clock hour, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
But for today, I want to, and Friday's really going forward, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to get even more good stories in. So the end of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to use to get some local good stories.
Okay.
And then at the end of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some world stories.
World and national. Sounds good. Yep.
And we were talking about this all week. It's finally here, the 57th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship.
Beautiful day for skiing.
Kicked off yesterday, got today, tomorrow, all weekend, right to the 23rd over Red Sands Beach at Lake Wasatch in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. We couldn't ask for better weather for this.
No, it's just gorgeous out there.
It's the largest and the longest running water ski show tournament in the world. And while we are not a sponsor and in the usually radio tradition, you don't talk about things that other radio stations might be a part of or whatever, we're proud of this event.
This is a part of our community, of our area, of our state, of our county.
Right.
So
on.
And we're just blessed to be able to host it.
Well said. Yeah. Go ahead and check out the Water Ski Show tournament. There's a lot of great stuff all weekend long. For today, our aqua skiers are going to be going on right before the award show.
Okay.
So these things vary in time. Mm-hmm. There's no set times, but the aqua skiers will go on after the water walkers and the Shawano Ski Sharks.
Oh.
So maybe you catch some of them and support our local aqua skiers who work so hard all year for this. And then on Sunday, the Shermalot team from Rome will be right before Badgerland and the awards. So you can
Sounds
check them
great,
out on
right.
Sunday.
No matter what team you see, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome performances.
Heard great responses yesterday from some of the events that were going on.
I think of a lot of the individual competition.
I wanted to make sure to mention this. The Vietnam Veterans of America, VVA Chapter 101, got a brat fry going on tomorrow.
That's right. I know I got the information from Tom a couple weeks ago. Here it is.
Starts at 10. Join them over at Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. When they have their brat fries, that's when I like to get, I knew I got to pick up milk or something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll run over to IGA and say hi to the guys. Get a brat maybe.
Uh-huh.
But even if I'm not hungry and I don't grab a brat, stop for a second, say hi, make some eye contact, and thank them. Appreciate them.
Yes, thank you. Thank them for doing that.
VVA Chapter 101 Brat Fry happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. over to Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. I like this one too, Pam. This is really cool. I'm glad we got this sent to us. Friends Feeding Friends. It's a free community meal taking place this Sunday at 611 24th Street North, Wisconsin Rapids at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Doors open at 3. Serving will be from 4 to 6. All are welcome. Really appreciate them doing that. That's yes, a beautiful event.
There's a lady that brings us the information, and she said they have been getting more and more people each time that they do
it. Good. So, that's really good to hear.
Great. You know, thank goodness for their members for doing this.
We had our board meeting yesterday with the Family Center, mm-hmm. and we touched on this, the Touch a Truck.
Touch a Truck.
Yeah. Save the date for some sweet summer fun. Third annual Touch a Truck coming up July 29th from 11 to 3.
Oh.
The next Saturday, I believe.
And yeah, where is that
next
at?
Saturday. It is over at beautiful Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Oh.
Join us for vehicles on display, food, kids games, and more. The Family Center doesn't have a lot of events to bring attention, awareness, mm-hmm. and funds to what they do. We appreciate everybody being a part of this one and helping our friends at the Family Center do the vital work that they do in our community. And I certainly wanted to mention one more time the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge.
Yes.
We are calling on all heroes. Everybody, if you are able to donate, if you are able-bodied and able to, we greatly appreciate you being in on this. We know that there is a shortage going on. This is a way for you to help strangers helping strangers, locals helping locals. All you got to do is now between July 31st, get a selfie of yourself taking a donation and then just put it up on your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. You can also mm-hmm. go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it directly right there. And include the hashtags of WFHR and WYRI, and you'll win rafter tickets right away.
How about that?
Pretty cool.
Yes.
But just for doing this, you'll be in the running for Brewer tickets, State Fair tickets, Civic Media gear, all that kind of stuff. We encourage you to do this. Be a hero. Be a great community member. Put back in your community by giving blood with the Civic